Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, a good Friday morning to you. Welcome. Boy, these days just fly right by, and we're into holiday season, so I'll mention the fact that I wish everyone out there a great holiday season. Lots in the news to discuss about, to discuss here. Number one, I've always said on this show, ever since the day Rubio was running in the presidential elections and he showed his true colors, and a guy who doesn't show up for all the congressional sessions, you know, slick, good looking, really smart. I've never questioned his intelligence. This guy's fast. I love people who think fast on the trigger. He's fast. He's probably the only one who had all these great comebacks against Trump during the presidential debate. That was a funny exchange. And, of course, he's now stepping in. And everybody has their opinion. He's talking about more money available for children, for the poor, in this new tax bill, and he doesn't plan to vote for it. Well, I can't give you the elongated, complex answer that I heard as to why what he's saying isn't 100% true, because I have not read the tax bill, but there are a number of people out there who are saying it's not true. So my conclusion is in the game of revenge, that this is the revenge sought by one Marco Rubio against Donald Trump, and I don't think he gives a hoot about the tax. I don't think most of them do. I mean, there are some. They're only thinking about, hey, what's best for me? Because when you have elections and you go up and down the line, it used to be, you know, 170 for this and 60 against. And it's all based on a partisan point of view right now. Now, I don't know whether Rubio, listen, I can't get inside his head, but I think he'll be an outcast of the Republican Party if his vote is not in the positive. And think of the consequences for the American people. Think of the consequences. I'll tell you what it'll show. It'll show right away in the stock market. If this bill doesn't pass, watch. I don't know whether it'll be 2%, 5%, 10%. It's going to be a big drop in the stock market. So there's a lot really here at stake. And he's not alone. You've got Jeff Flake, the Flake from Arizona. I don't know which way he's going to go on this. He's ending he's nearing the end of his term because Arizona doesn't want him anymore. Surprisingly, the much respected Republican from Wyoming, Mike Lee, is holding up against this I think in his case, it may be legitimate that the reasons that are being espoused by Marco Rubio. You got, of course, Corker, who's heading out the door as well. And I don't know which way he's going to go. I think he'll go with the bill. And then you've got, you want to talk about revenge. This is, I want to go come on here and say what Trump has said against McCain and against Ted Cruz in the John Kennedy killing, insulting Rubio in every way. It was great at the time, but here, you know, it comes back to haunt you. Here, I think there are five members of Congress. I've listed five. But Rubio, McCain, and Cruz, who isn't in this group. In fact, I hope our next president is Ted Cruz. But these are people who have real personal grudges and revenge against the president. And that's what I think. It's coming down to a personal game. You know, when these people get on the stage, they get on television, they get in front of people, you know, he's my friend. It can be their worst enemy, and they will be referred to as my friend. I don't like that. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. I'd be obviously gracious. However, anyway, Rubio said he'll vote against the Republican tax bill as it stands because it threatens to undercut Republicans and deal a major blow to Trump. And I think that's the big motivator here. He can't support the tax bill without a bigger tax break for poor families. And I'm not saying the guy isn't compassionate. I'm saying that this bill stands for more than all the specifics in there that they can modify if it gets passed. But if it doesn't, this is a huge win for the Democrats, a huge blow to the Republicans. And this is one of those things that will, I say, news goes by every week. It doesn't go by with Obamacare, illegal immigration, and this tax bill. That will stand to haunt and come back and bite the Republican Party. So I don't know what Cork is going to vote. No, I believe. And it's a touch and go situation. Do I think it'll pass? I mean, honestly, I have no idea at all. In other news, and not, we should never adopt this system. It appears since Kim Jong-un's top aide hasn't been seen since October, that he's been executed for charges of a bribery. And this seems to be the pervasive measure. And you know what? Kim's about as cruel as it gets. I mean, he's killed many of anybody who gets close to him, he kills. I wouldn't want to be in his administration and have to be his right-hand man. I might wake up one morning and say just something wrong, and what he does is he throws a lot of the people he executes, he throws them to ravenous dogs. After these dogs, this is after they're dead. He first uses his own artillery, at close range to kill. Wow, I hope it doesn't get that bad in the system that we're in right now. And I mean, of course, a lot of this is tongue in cheek. It's not going to happen here, but it's a pretty frightening situation. There's more than one. I always go to say the other big news story of the day, because every day it's a big news story. But the other story of the day is the fact that the evidence of collusion is undoubtedly piling up. It's really being stacked against Hillary Clinton and that whole group of, I'd like to say misfits, but that's too much of a compliment. The collusion arising from the Russian probes is one that implicates Hillary. It doesn't really implicate Trump after, going on 10, 11, 12 months. They haven't come up with anything. It's disgraceful. I only wish the public would spend a half an hour a day, at least, or an hour a day, canvassing the news, getting perspectives from both points, sitting down and watching the not perfect Fox. I used to love Fox more, but they still got a pretty good lineup at night with Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. But the fact that all the other networks are bogus and if you got half a brain, you sit there and you watch the lies that spew out from the likes of Chris Cuomo and the other Chris and that whole group, even Joe Scarborough has become a disgrace. And here's a guy that I, more than anyone whom I know in this field, I had a relationship with, and he's a disgrace. And I know him well enough that if I saw him, I would tell him in a nice way, though, you know, in a nice way. So political appointees and deep state, I guess you can call them hacks, were helping Hillary and going after Trump. And one of her partisans over at the FBI, and we're hearing more and more about Peter Strzok, performed a virtual hat trick in political espionage. He went from protecting Hillary against criminal prosecution, and that was the big story about convincing Comey, who should be in jail, and I hope goes, to soften his description. You remember the mishandling of information? Gross negligence as opposed to carelessness. Gross negligence is a legal term that is subject to punitive measure if you're involved in that. Carelessness is another. And yet, if you compare the two statements, I don't get it. Well, I mean, I get it because it's part of our documentation and our law in this country. They're the same. But pretty crazy, has it? I'll be back right after this.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared, he asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
Next segment here with a lady who's written a very interesting book. It's called Incan Warrior, I-N-C-A-N. The author is Kathleen Kelly. The book is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And I'm going to give a toll-free number to you. I'll give it twice in case you have to run for a pen and a piece of paper. The first five callers will get a free copy of this book. All you have to do is call in at 888-205-2263. That's 888-205-2263. And Kathleen, I welcome you. Good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope it's a great morning where you are. And I want to ask you a little bit about this book. Before I do, it's a novel. And before you talk about this, what's your favorite underappreciated novel? You have a favorite?
Yes. My favorite unappreciated novel is Sun and Moon, Ice and Snow. I think it's wonderfully written, and it gives you a lot of insight to the culture that is based around, that the story is based around.
I mean, do you try to be original or to deliver to readers what they want? I mean, there is a fine line there.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be original as far as my content. I like to write based off of things that actually happened in history, and maybe add my own twist to it about what would happen if, like, for instance, in Incan Warrior, what would have happened if, first off, the conquistadors had landed up on the opposite side of the mainland, and if Native Americans, or in this case Incans, had had the advantage, what would have happened?
What inspired you to write the book? Why pick this topic? Was it something in your background, or just a curiosity you've had?
I've always had an interest in Native Americans, and I noticed that there are some stories about Native Americans, but I really have never seen too many on them, mostly factual, mostly nonfiction. And there were, as far as I could tell, I really have never seen any fictional books or historical fiction books based off Incans or Mayans or much of that.
What kind of research did you do, and how long did you spend researching before beginning this book?
I researched all my information from, like, public libraries, and surprisingly, the children's section gave me a lot of inspiration because it actually shows you, like, visual pictures of what it looks like. Because I'm a very visual person, so that gives me a lot of ideas for, like, the architecture, what things look like, and how it was used, and other books like that, because at least I know that they had to go through some process, unlike just using a standard website, because anyone can publish a website these days, so I tried to go based off of books I found at the library.
Have you always had an interest in writing? Or did you develop it as a later in life? And how much writing do you do?
Yes, I've always had an interest in writing. I started writing poetry, although probably not great poetry, in like fifth grade, something like that. And so I just did that for a number of years. And then I moved on to short stories as well in sixth grade. Somewhere in middle school, I started to come up with ideas and stuff and write it down and then eventually go back and everything. And this one took me, I started to write it in seventh grade, I think. And now I'm a sophomore in college, so it definitely took some time, although I did take a break in between because I wrote it, and then it was much, much shorter, actually, and then I went back and then edited a ton and then kept editing it until I finally got it to the point I thought it would be good enough.
Do you have any writing quirks?
I don't really think so. I just go, and if I think of something, I'll jot it down at some point, and I'll write whenever or wherever I can if I have inspiration enough to do it.
Whom is the book for? What age group, what target, or what what genre of person should read this?
Historical fiction, and in my opinion, it would be aimed more at, like, young adults, younger teens, perhaps, somewhere in that range. I mean, I think older adults can enjoy it, too. I just think that younger adults might like it more.
What's been the response from those who have read it?
I haven't had any response from people who have read it, although people I have talked with, like my friends and stuff, they're like, yeah, I want to buy your book. I can't wait to buy your book. And so, once I actually am able to give it to them, because I've been kind of busy with school and such.
What are you studying?
I think that they would. I'm cold. I'm outside. My dad's inside, and this is, so.
No. I mean, what did you study in college?
Oh, study. Sorry, I thought you said stutter. This is. I'll be ending my sophomore year. Here in college, and I'm in general studies right now.
But what do you hope? What do you hope to do? What do you want to do in the future?
I still don't know.
Okay, well, that makes you like everyone else graduating college. Even I don't know what I want to do in the future. I want to thank you. Great job, Kathleen. Kathleen Kelly, Incan Warrior. It's published by Ex Libris. A pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
Right, good luck. All right, we're going to come back. Talk about enormous, very skinny guy. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite subjects in everybody. That's food.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Tom Peters. I wrote In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
On the bank of the river, stood running bare, young Indian brave, on the other side of the river, stood his lovely Indian maid, little white dove.
All right, we're back, and I have to say that my next guest, he's been on this show several times, and when I tell you, before I introduce him formally, that the menu, the ambiance, the quality, the cost, everything at this restaurant is as good as you can get anywhere in the country. And I don't want to sound like a braggadocio. I've traveled all over the country and eaten at the city's finest restaurants. This is right up there at the top. Richard Brackett is joining us. He's the general manager of the Bancroft. And I want to give you the website. It's what is it, Richard? The hyphen Bancroft.com?
It's www.the-bancroft, B-A-N-C-R-O-F-T.com.
All right. Well, I can think of so many. I keep thinking, what was the best thing I've ever had? I've never had anything better. Well, there have been several right up at the top, but I've never had. I hate to start off with lunch, but that chicken sandwich you said, you'll never find one like it. It's, what's it called? The chicken what? Salad sandwich.
It's a chicken salad sandwich. And, thank you.
And there are others here. Their steaks are untouchable. The duck that – do you have duck? Do you have duck again right now? I haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
Duck is back on the menu. Yes, sir.
All right. I may have to come over for lunch. Can I have duck at lunch?
We do. Actually, we've got a variation. It's not the entree duck from dinner, but we do a duck confit sandwich at lunchtime.
Wow.
So it's the leg meat and some of the breast meat that have been confit. So it's nice and crispy and served with a little bit of brie on a house-made brioche.
Well, tell us right away before we talk about the change in the menu. I'll make this a long question. What changes do you have in the menu, and what about holiday season coming up? Is it too late for people to book?
It's for private events for holiday season, yes, unfortunately it is. We're pretty much committed there. For smaller tables, for tables of 2, 4, 6, we've still got a fair amount of availability. New Year's Eve, we've still got plenty of availability. That generally doesn't book out until, candidly, the week prior. So for folks that want to come out then, there's still plenty of opportunity. And, you know, we're not the restaurant that does the crazy noisemakers, balloons, pre-fee menu that forces you to spend more than you really want to. The reality here is that I believe that New Year's Eve should be, you know, while it's festive, you should not have a gun put to your head when you come out to dinner. So, you know, there'll be some specials that are truly spectacular and more expensive than we normally do. And then there'll be regular dinner menus. So if you want to come out and, you know, spend just a little bit of money, but be out on New Year's Eve and be festive, then come on in. And if you want to come out and, you know, drink Dom and eat caviar and, you know, really ring the bell as you ring in the new year, you can certainly do that as well. But you're not forced into either. And again, very, very low-key dining room for New Year's Eve. I feel there are plenty of places where you can go where it's loud, it's bumping, it's noisy, it's crowded. And, you know, if that's what you're looking for, then, you know, by all means, there's plenty of places out there to do it. We're not going to be one of them.
Richard, that's not for us. But I want to mention, I didn't mention at the onset here, so let me mention it right now. They're located, that is the Bancroft. The website is the-bancroft.com. And it is located at 15 3rd Avenue in Burlington. So for those people, Burlington, Mass., since we have a national audience, you're thinking, where is this, Burlington, North Carolina? It's Burlington, Mass. And if you... If most people in the area are familiar with the Burlington Mall, if you get off Route 128 at the Burlington Mall, just go by it with the mall on your right, and it's, I don't know, a quarter of a mile on your left. You can't miss it. It's a huge area in and of itself, featuring a lot of well-known establishments. But that's where you find the Bancroft, and you really should call and make reservations. I don't want to turn anybody away here, but is it fair to say that don't expect to just walk in at a busy time and get seated?
Well, no. We do book the entire dining room. So, you know, if you're looking for a table in the dining room, just walking in is not really recommended. However, the bar and the lounge area, and we've got some really sleek dining tables in the lounge. The bar and the lounge area is first come, first serve until it's full. And then when it's full, we control a wait list at the front door. So it's not like you gotta loom over somebody trying to get their seat. You just put your name in with the ladies or gentlemen at the front door and grab yourself a cocktail. And as soon as seats come available, you know, based on first come, first serve, we'll drop you right into a chair. And that generally is done, you know, on a Saturday night. It can be a bit of a wait, you know, 20 minutes or so. But again, it's really easy to do. We control it all. So, you know, we've built a great audience of people who do come in without a reservation. Now, understanding that they're more than likely not going to get in the dining room, but, you know, they're certainly going to be able to eat chef's food, and full menu is available all over the house every night of the week.
I'm on your website as we're talking. There is a problem with your restaurant. Don't know what to order. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking about this. Mm-hmm. I look at this and I said, my goodness, everything, you know, you go to a restaurant, you look down and says, this is easy. It's either this or that, either the salmon or the chicken. I'm looking at your menu here, and I'd like to know what you've added and how different it is. But, yeah, I mean, this is really, really a tough choice.
Well, and that's actually the whole idea behind it. So, you know, there are some restaurants where, you know, there's a dish, you know, that's their signature item. And you walk in and you look at the menu and you go, okay, I know what I'm having. And, you know, you order it and you're pleased with it. It's a great dish. A lot of thought went into the preparation. But now you've had it. And the next time you're heading out, you're thinking, well, I've already had that. You know, here, I want you to walk away going, oh, I wish I ordered that. So that the next time you're thinking of going out, you're going to come back here so you can try something different. And chefs constantly changing up the menu, as you're aware. Chefs constantly changing up the menu. Not the entire thing. There are a lot of things that stay on there, you know, that are time-tested and really have become the signature items for us. You know, the prime steak au poivre being one of them. Chef does steak au poivre. You know, every steakhouse has a version of steak au poivre or has a steak au poivre, and most of them are classic preparations with a heavy cognac cream sauce on it. Chef's version here is, you know, rolled in peppercorn, same as it ever was, but he's finishing it with a red wine reduction. So you get a little bit of sweet with the heat, and he also serves it with bone marrow on the side. So you get that texture, you get that creaminess from the bone marrow that worked incredibly well with the steak. And then, of course, the duck is back on the menu, and I can't tell you how the phone starts ringing in the fall with when's the duck coming back, when's the duck coming back, and really it comes down to the preparation, as you've had before. And, you know, there's two things. One is it's a great portion. Yeah, you know, you're not going to walk away.
I'm not kidding. It's three meals, and I'm a big eater. Three meals. I get out of that. I can't eat it all.
Yeah. And that, you know, again, that's part of it. I mean, we're not an inexpensive restaurant, and we understand that, but we're not that expensive restaurant that you go to that you want to stop for a pizza on the way home. You know, if you're hungry on the way home, that's your fault for not ordering properly. But you know, the dishes here are presented in a way that there's true value on the plate. You know,
and sometimes you're looking. You may want a salad. You may want something in the starter category, and mm-hmm. the portions. I'm saying order it. You know, but the portions you're going to get for your main meal are extraordinary. And as I say, close your eyes for a second and think you're in one of those great name restaurants around the country. I'm not going to mention them. Let me say it, because I don't want to be too extreme here. It's just as good as any of them. And I'm thinking of some of those fine restaurants that I've eaten at. You've got less than a minute, so why don't I let you talk? What haven't I asked you?
Well, we're at the holidays, and we talked about, you know, the dining room being a little bit tight. And we also talked, you've got a national audience out there. So for your national audience, if you've got folks that live in the New England area, live in the Boston area, then you're at a loss at what to get them for the holidays. A Bancroft gift certificate goes a long way. You can do it online. We'll get it turned around in the same day. And, you know, it can introduce your business associates, your family, your friends to a really great restaurant. And as Stu has already said, you know, we built this thing to rival anything anywhere across the country. And we are in the suburbs. We're not in the city of Boston, which makes access a whole lot easier, makes parking a whole lot easier. But we can certainly compete.
All right, I'm going to see you over there very soon, all right?
Excellent.
All right, Richard, thanks so much. I wish you a great holiday, but I wish you before then when I come over personally. All right, we're going to break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
Joining us, a gentleman with an interesting book. His name is Eric Chifunda, and the book is called An Endless Quest for Spiritual Truth, A Practical Guide to Everyday Spirituality. And if you really have an interest in this subject, this is the perfect book for you. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to FultonBooks.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and his name is Eric Chifunda. Eric, welcome. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
I went up and I checked out this book, as obviously I do. It looks really, really impressive. Tell us about it, if you would, what it's about and why you wrote it.
Well, firstly, why I wrote it, I actually got inspired. You know, sometimes in life you get inspired by somebody else's exemplary life. And Harold Clance inspired me. He's written over 100 books about spiritual freedom. And apart from that, my own personal experiences, and then beyond that, what I gained from that, the transformation and transmutation that came as a result of that, this feeling of just increased joy, freedom, and just confidence, and all these things were coming about as a result of my quest for truth beyond just the ordinary perception of what truth is or what life is or what God is. And so I wrote this because I felt when you receive a gift, you benefited from something, you want to share it with others as well because it might leave somebody else out there. And that's why, you know, I wrote it because I believe that gifts are not meant to be hidden in some kind of dark hole for self-enjoyment, but they have to be shared, you know. So that's the way I look at it.
Who did you have any personal experiences that kind of motivated you to write this book?
Actually, one of the things that happened, it happened at work. It was so unexpected. My coworker one day said to me, when are you going to write your book? This caught me by surprise because I never said anything to anyone about writing a book. You know, I've been writing in my journal my own perceptions and insights and observations about life, but I never even thought of writing a book until this guy asked me that question. That was like a seed planted in me, which later on crystallized into reality, and that's how I ended up getting a book now. So, and that led to my personal experiences. Everything I've written, to a great extent, have been born out of my personal experiences and just my own insights, my own perceptions about life.
If you wanted someone to take away one or two things from this book that would be memorable and might help them in their lives, what would that be?
Well, one of the things that I've found in life, you know, because as I said, some of these things are influenced by my own experiences. And in the book, I cover topics. I'll just give you a few examples. Things like listening more to the inner voice of God, reaching a goal, expanding one's awareness, the power of love, different ways God speaks to us, keys to living a full life, aligning one's will with God's will, open your heart to receive God's love, love the essence of all life, serving life with love, growing in your capacity for love. So what it will be is that I believe that no matter how good you are, we all have the capacity to become better, wiser, stronger, and more loving. So hopefully when somebody reads this book, they will come away with a heightened sense of maybe new information about what love is or what truth is or what life is or what God is, you know, to elevate them and inspire them to live a much more, you know, uplifting life.
Okay, a closing comment you'd like to make. You've got about 15 seconds left.
Yeah, I'd encourage anybody who is seeking to expand their awareness, enjoyment of their lives, and also their understanding of life to read this book. It's written out of my own experiences, my own perception about life. And I believe nobody has a monopoly over truth, so we can all learn from one another. So I find this book, I think, will be beneficial to anybody who is willing or looking to personal growth or spiritual growth. It doesn't matter what religion a person is. It doesn't matter if a person has a religion or not. You know, it's written just in the spirit of love.
All right. Beautifully delivered, by the way, Eric. I have to tell you, you did a fine job. Eric Chifundis, An Endless Quest for Spiritual Truth, A Practical Guide to Everyday Spirituality, published by Fulton. Thank you so very, very much for participating.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much for this opportunity.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes left. 2 minutes is definitely not enough time to get into what could be the downfall of the entire progressive left-wing party in this country. Nixon's Watergate, and I've talked about that many times through the years, was something that should never have happened. And you see really, really bright guys that commit terrible acts. And a lot of it, and I'm not commending anybody to do that, but if you're going to do it, why don't you do it so you don't get caught? I don't know why. This is what I talk about, the intelligence of people in the political world. I find it amazing, and I'm going to have to probably defer this subject till next week, but I promise I'll get to it. It's about the evidence of collusion that is just piling up and piling up against Comey and Mueller and Hillary and Loretta Lynch and Eric Holt. I mean, the whole group of that disgusting people who are trying to make sure that we have a deep state in effect in this country. And there's no doubt about that. But the point I'm making as we close out here is how stupid in today's age of social media, how they could text this stuff, put it in an email, this stuff, have written documents of this stuff, say things they shouldn't say. I mean, that just are going to indict a whole bunch of them. And you're going to see that coming up, and I don't even really have the time to begin, but do some research between now and Monday, and I'll give you a test then. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening, and have just a great weekend.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.